listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. A teenager has been airlifted to hospital after an explosion in a shed on private property in Penguin this morning. Police say the teen was seriously injured, but the scene is contained and there's no risk to the public. Fire investigators are working to determine the cause. Calls today for more investment and staff to help get Medicare back on track. A new study has found major updates are needed to the 40-year-old system to combat a churn-like system that offers GPs incentives for quick consultations. Peter Braden from the Grattan Institute says the needs of patients have changed and the system needs to follow.
Rather than having a quick burst or a quick fix, you actually need a long-term plan with some certainty, money behind it, and a plan behind it. And then over time, we say in the next 4 years, you can roll out 1,000 new workforce roles in the areas that are most underserved to go into general practices and work alongside GPs.
The remains of the last known Tasmanian tiger have reportedly been found after being misplaced for more than 85 years. It's understood they've been located in a cupboard at a Tassie museum. It's believed a cataloguing error led to the remains being misplaced. And the federal government's urging us to be on the lookout for scams this festive season. Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones has told us $2 billion was lost to fraudsters last year alone, and that's expected to double this year.
Delivery scams, those annoying SMS messages with a little blue link in there saying your parcel's arrived. You're not sure, you don't think you've ordered a parcel, you probably haven't. Don't click the link.
The Jack Jumpers are now sitting in fifth position on the NBL ladder after downing Brisbane 99-84 yesterday. Milton Doyle breaking a record for the Jackies with 33 points, while coach Scott Roth says it's all about playing well on the day.
For me, and these guys know me very well, we don't look down the charter, we don't look at the ladder, we just worry about the next moment to try to win that day.
And at the World Cup, England will take on France in a quarterfinal after defeating Senegal 3-0. Tomorrow, Japan faced Croatia and Brazil faced South Korea.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe. In 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.